Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Rudy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Chuck Dobson. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Wlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a fly ball into center field. Wlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan strikes out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0-for-1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 0 for 1 in the game. Merritt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Veerals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerals is 0 for 2 in the game. Veerals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Allison reaches second base with a double. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a pop-up towards first. Rudy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Merritt strikes out. One out. Zoilo Veerall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veerall is 0 for 3 in the game. Veerall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando juggles the ball. That's an error on Bando. Veerall moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Pat Kelly pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rudy juggles the ball. That's an error on Rudy. Veerall scores. Kelly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Lou Krause now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allison hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Sandy Valdespino now playing left field. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Reggie Jackson. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veerall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew strikes out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into left field. Valdespino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Green pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Merritt covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.